Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and books may be timeless, but screens are flashier. So in an age of technology, how can we keep kids interested in reading? Joining us now is an expert. Kate DiCamillo is not only a Newbery Award-winning author, she's also the Library of Congress's newly appointed ambassador for young people's literature. So Kate DiCamillo, a pleasure. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. It's terrifying to be called an expert. It's also terrifying to be called an ambassador.
I'm sure.
I'm going to get advice from you. Why don't you give me advice?
Well, you're an expert on the basis of having written these great children's books, you know, like the Winn-Dixie book and, you know, The Tale of Despero. So that makes you an expert at very least. How did you become an ambassador for the Library of Congress?
I received a call asking me if I'd be willing to do it. And, of course, like I said just a second ago, I found it terrifying. But I also thought that gives me a chance to go around and talk about something that I truly believe in, which is, you know, reading together and that stories can connect us. So here I am trying to be an expert, trying to be an ambassador. How am I doing so far?
You're doing great so far as an ambassador. You're making friends. You're not insulting anybody. And
good,
listeners,
good.
If
so far.
Listeners, if you're one of the parents or maybe one of the now grown-up readers of Kate DiCamillo's books, you can give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. Any retired ambassadors out there want to call in and give her tips on being an ambassador, in this case for children's literature for the Library of Congress, 212-433-9699. I mean, you know, somebody's out there who once served the United States in the capital of Indonesia or who knows where, you know, give
or
her
we
some.
We can have an ex-children's ambassador, too. John Sheska's probably out there listening. He's somewhere in New York. He was the first ambassador. Have you ever had him on the show?
No, he was the first Library of Congress ambassador for children's literature, because this whole position is only about 5 years old, right?
Let's see. I am the fourth one, and each one serves 2 years. So we're heading into, like, yes, the sixth year.
I've got the whole list in front of me now. John Sheska, author of books like The Stinky Cheese Man and the Time Warp Trio series. Catherine Patterson, who wrote The Bridge to Terabithia and Jacob I've Loved, and Walter Dean Myers, author of Monster and Fallen Angels. So connoisseurs of children's literature will know those names. Have you learned anything from these authors that you plan
it's
to
funny
use?
Just as you were reading off their names, I used to work in a book warehouse. And I was on the third floor, which is where all the kids' books were. So this is before I started writing for kids. And I kind of educated myself by reading all of those books. And Walter, Catherine, John, I read all of their books and studied them and tried to do what they were doing. So I'm in very august company, I think, to be with my teachers, because that's what they are.
Let me ask you something about your writing. Some have said there's a common theme in your books, one of hope and belief amid impossible circumstances. Would you put it that way?
Well, this is the wonderful thing about writing is you never really know what you're doing until other people point it out to you. And so I would not put it that way, but I can see that when people say that. And that is that it comes up in every book, those themes do, that hope and love and togetherness. Yeah, and it's not – if I sat down and tried to put that in a book, I would fail miserably. But those things do show up. So, yes, I would agree with that assessment. Who made that assessment, I wonder?
And I don't have it. I just have it as a quote.
Let's just say that it's somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Do you see yourself as a character in that kind of narrative?
Well, that is a really good question. I see my 10-year-old self as a character in that kind of narrative.
How so?
Now I feel like I'm in therapy. That's a great question.
How so? What was going on when you were 10?
what was going on when I was 10? Well, I was a kid who grew up in a single parent home. I loved to read. I lived at the library, and I had a mother who read to me all the time. But I wished that things were different than they were, and stories helped me to make sense out of the world. So all of that hopeful, magical kind of thing ends up in every book that I do. Very, very good question.
Here's a fan, Allison in Scarsdale. You're on WNYC with Kate DiCamillo. Hi.
Hi. I'm not the only fan in our family. Actually, we're all fans. And
I love your family then.
I have three kids, 12, 10, and 5. And we've actually read many of your books together. We read together every night as much as we can manage for family reading night. And I remember reading The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane and all of us actually crying together because it was so moving. And my oldest daughter actually aspires to be a writer. So we love
and your
reading,
oldest
my husband
is,
and I.
How old
and
she's 10?
We found that if we just kind of read together books that we really enjoy as well, our kids have really adopted that love of reading, too.
Oh, well, that's the best call ever. Thank you. That's
Alice.
Spectacular. And that's part of what I would love to do as ambassador is to encourage people to do exactly what you're doing, to sit down and read together. It deepens. It's just a way for everybody to connect. So thank you so much.
Well, if that was the best call ever, let's see what Jackson in Bedford has to say. Hi, Jackson. You're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Kate, I just wanted to say, first of all, congratulations on your new position. I was just driving. I'm an 18-year-old freshman from University of Miami. I just finished my first semester, and I'm driving down, and I hear Brian Lehrer checking about that you have this new huge position. I can remember reading your books way, way back when I was really young in elementary school. I read The Tale of Despera. I read The Because of Winn-Dixie. And I just wanted to say congratulations. It sounds like an amazing opportunity. And my question...
Yeah. Go ahead.
My question to you was, I'm a writer myself. I've always known that, and I love just sort of putting as much meaning as possible as I can into my writing. But I kind of find I want to pursue it, but I don't know where to go besides, maybe one day writing books or, teaching somewhere. I wanted to know how your journey led you to, the position you hold now.
I have an answer for you. So when I was your age, I had a professor in college who told me that I had a certain facility with words and that I should consider graduate school. And I thought that the professor was just trying to tell me that I was really wildly talented. So I thought, why bother with graduate school? So I just thought, I'm going to be a writer, at which point I purchased a black turtleneck, and I wore it all the time for the next 10 years, and I told everybody that I was a writer. And for 10 years, I talked about writing and read. Of course, I've always been a reader, read all the time, read books on writing, but I didn't write. So the best advice that I can give to you is to set your course on being a writer. You already know that's what you are, but to make some deal with yourself about doing the work, even now, even when you're still in school, just writing a little bit every day. For me, the way I finally committed to it was by doing 2 pages a day. It was a deal that I made with myself, and I knew I could meet that goal no matter what else was going on. It's what I still do. So I move very slowly, but I made that commitment to showing up every day. So make some commitment to yourself and don't let anybody talk you into being a lawyer, which is what everybody kept on telling me that I should do.
Jackson, thank you for your call. Please call us again, and good luck out there at UMiami and trying to start out as a writer. You have so many fans in our audience. Corinna on Facebook says she loved the Tale of Despera book but was less enthusiastic about the movie adaptation. Of course, so many people say that about so many movies that come from books. She wants to know how you felt about the movie.
I thought the movie was beautiful, and I know that it's just like you said, some people are disappointed. And what I have found in books getting turned into movies is that if I'm talking to a room full of kids and I say to them, how many of you see the book in your head as you're reading it? And I would say probably 75 to 80% of the kids raise their hand. So then everybody sees a movie in their head when they read, and the movie that you see is very particular to you, and so no one is ever going to make a movie that is the same as what you see when you read. So I've learned that it's always going to be somebody else's vision, and I'm comfortable with that, but it's never going to be, I see what I write when I write it, and so a movie is not going to be faithful to that either because it's my own particular vision. So,
Barbara in the Bronx, you're on WNYC with KT Camillo. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First, I want to give a shout-out for Edward Tulane, which is just one of the most beautiful, true books out there. And I read it to my daughter when she was in kindergarten, and eventually it migrated from her shelf and is still on my shelf. So it's not children's literature. It's for everyone. Everyone should read this book. If you haven't read this book, then you should go to your library and take it out.
The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. And you have another question, right?
I have a question. Is that okay?
Yes.
So it's about fantasy fiction. My daughter's in middle school now, and she started with Harry Potter, and I read that with her, and then she's moved on to The Hunger Games and the Septimus series, and they're ubiquitous now. They come in odd numbers, 3, 5, or 7. You have to read all of them, and she can't seem to read anything else. So I just wondered, what you think about this. This seems to be the genre that's really capturing the young adult market now. Do you have any thoughts on it?
It's interesting to me, too, and it's interesting, too, how kids are so set up for sequels now. You know, I get a lot of letters from kids demanding a sequel to Edward or to Winn-Dixie. And so it's interesting to me, and I have to say that I'm just thrilled that kids are reading, and I think that I remember what I was like as a reader and how when I was younger, and I would go through a passionate kind of like relationship with just a particular author or a series, and I would not deviate from that, but no one ever tried to make me deviate from it, and after a while I moved on to the next thing. So I think, and as far as all the dystopian stuff, it's very interesting to me, how old is she now?
She's 11.
And it's there are things like there's a wonderful fantasy series by Ursula K. Le Guin, The Wizard of Earthsea. And I would just put that in her hands and see what happens. But as long as she's reading, I'm thrilled. That's basically what I have to say.
Thank you for your call, Barbara. Our time has gone so quickly, and there are so many people who would have liked to talk to you, who are your fans and just want to say all kinds of things about your different books for different ages. But we are just about done. I do want to let you get in one more word about what you hope to accomplish as the Library of Congress's new ambassador for young people's literature. Is it about getting kids to actually read as opposed to not read, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, sure. To read as opposed to not reading, absolutely. To give equal time to stories. And there are a lot of things that demand a child's attention right now. So I would just like to stand up for story. But also that first caller where the family is reading together, I would love it if more of that could happen while I'm going around talking about books. That's a way for everybody to connect. So there's my ambassadorial message. Do you think that's a word, ambassadorial?
It is. It is absolutely in the dictionary. And Kate D. Camillo, author of books for children of all ages, is now the Library of Congress's latest ambassador for young people's literature. Great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.